Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
And welcome to Cabal Irish. It's Andy Linton here. And as always, I'm glad you've joined us for our programme. Thanks to our sponsors who make this possible. And I've got Ailish Cassidy providing the technical know-how in the control room. Thanks to her as well. Took us a while to get in tonight. We got locked out. And so we've been hanging around outside waiting to get into the studio. So we're all ready to go and I'm full of anticipation. Now, I've got a number of things I want to chat about, but the first thing I'd like to talk about is there's a band called, or was a band, I suppose, called Grada, and a number of you will know who they are or have heard of them, and they've got a very strong Wellington connection. Two of the members of the band, Andy Laking and Jerry Paul, are locals, and Alan Doherty, the flute player with Grada, met them in Wellington when he was living here back in around 1999, 2000, over 20 years ago. And Alan was actually the first tutor at what was then the Nelson Flute School in 2020. And that very rapidly morphed into being Ceolan As, which is the sort of, I suppose, the premier Irish music event in the country, which runs every year at the start of June. They're going to be touring, and we'll talk about that in a minute or two, but I've got a track here that certainly highlights the New Zealand connection. It's a track called Endeavour, and Andy Laking sings it with some other, some harmonies and bits and pieces. And I think I'm right in saying that Andy wrote the song, so it's a song about the ship that Cook came on.
The sun rose in the year of 1769. If you looked up, you'd have seen a ship out to sea, with a masthead like never seen. It was clear they went out from these seas. They were sailing on a ship called Endeavour. Six months traveling to the dreamland, or so it's been told. Trees full of flowers in the golden sun, gradient of every degree. And no, this is not what they came to see. Most were seeking rewards for their endeavor.
Without the sailing of the Endeavour. So that was Endeavour from Grada. Now, the band started, the band stopped playing regularly together a few years back. I suppose they're all getting a bit older, some of them, and there's families, and maintaining a band that's spread across the world and COVID and all those other things got in the way. But like many other bands, they split up and then they have a reunion and they go out and do a bit of a tour and stuff. And they're actually playing, I think, about 9 gigs across New Zealand over the next month. And you'll be able to see them here in Wellington. There's 2 shows. There's one at San Fran up on Cuba Street on the 18th of October. And then about 10 days later on the 28th, there's a show at the Little Theatre in Lower Hutt. So depending on where you are and what your commitments are like on those dates, you should be able to get to see them. And we'll put a link to their website and stuff on the Facebook page so that you can go off and have a hunt for tickets. I suspect both of those gigs will go pretty well. And as well as doing songs, they are, you know, in the that New Zealand style, I suppose, that last song, there's plenty of songs with an Irish roots, an Irish connection. And of course, they're very good at putting together tunes, like traditional tunes, but probably with a sort of bit of jazzy overtone. And certainly Alan, as a flute player, is a very creative flute player. I think he's a great player, you know, big flute player. So we'll hear a bit of them playing a tune called Pint of Reference, and we'll have a listen to that. And I'll give you a flavour of the two different parts of what they're doing. Both these records are from one of their earlier albums. And as the time went on, I would say the band got jazzier as they got onto it and so on. So have a listen to this as well, and then we'll chat about some other things after it.
Thank you.
So, Pint of Reference from Grada. Do go and see them. They're well worth seeing. Lots of excitement. And you'll have a nice evening, whichever venue you choose to go to. If you're listening to this somewhere else in the country, when you get to their website, you'll see that they're playing up and down the North Island. And I'm not sure if the South Island gigs as well. But certainly they're getting around anyway and playing several other gigs too. Other things going on here in the country over the next few weeks. There's a film festival called the British and Irish Film Festival. And again, it's in various cinemas around the country, but in particular in Wellington here, it's on between the 17th of October and the 1st of November. And there's quite a lot of films interested me in this, but I'm going to pick out three because of various Irish connections, given the nature of the programme. So the three I'm going to very briefly talk about and sort of have a bit of a think about is a film called Wicked Little Letters. It's got Olivia Colman and Jesse Buckley. Olivia Colman, of course, you'll know, and I suspect many of you will know who Jesse Buckley is. She's a young woman from Kerry who's done a number of films and TV things recently, and when you see her face, at least you recognise her, even if she's not a complete household name. But, you know, she has been awarded, nominated for an Oscar, as has Colman. And she's a pretty good actress. The film is actually set in Littlehampton in England, and it tells the story of a community which is racked by a set of anonymous letters, some of which aren't very pleasant, sort of going around the community accusing people of all sorts of things, a bit of a dark comedy. And I'll certainly be trying to catch that one. Seems interesting premise and so on. And for some reason, I've watched the trailer, and for some reason there's some connection across. They end up in Ireland at somewhere. Some of the characters end up in Ireland, but I'm not quite sure how all that fits together in the whole plot of the story. So there's that one, and then there's one called Dance First, which is has Gabriel Byrne playing Samuel Beckett, and it's a sort of life story thing about Beckett, at least up till he wins the Nobel Prize for Literature. And he wasn't a very happy recipient of it. I think he was probably happy to take the money, but not to have to do all the other stuff that went around it. And of course, Beckett was this complex character, and I suppose the story of it will reveal some of his life anyway, you know. So there's that one. But the one probably I'm most interested in seeing is one that's set in Donegal in Glencolm Keel. And it's called In the Land of Saints and Sinners. And it has a big sort of Irish cast in it. Liam Neeson, Kerry Condon, who is the sister in The Banshees of Inisherin. It's got Kieran Hines and Colm Meaney and several other faces that you'll probably recognise. And I've watched a bit of the trailer for that. And it sort of has Liam Neeson playing the character of, you know, the quiet man who has hidden depths in terms of his capacity for violence and whatever. But when he gets provoked, it's not a good thing to do that to him, you know. I tend to go and take the chance to watch Liam in films because back in the mid-1970s, Liam and I were students together at a teacher training college in Newcastle-on-Tyne, and we knew each other reasonably well. We weren't great bosom buddies, but of course, if you meet somebody like that in your youth and then they go on to do interesting and dramatic things like he has done, and of course you pay a bit of interest. He was studying drama when I was, and I was taking outdoor education. And my wife was also doing drama, or was my wife-to-be at that point. And she was in a play with Liam, and I got roped in to help them stage a scene where she hanged herself on a ship heading down under. The film play was called Female Transport, and she was a convict, and he was the handsome ship's captain. And every night he would cut her down after, finding her hanging from the rigging and throw her overboard. And I suspect she and I would have met anyway, but at least like to think he sort of had a hand in us getting together anyway. So there's a wee bit of backstory. I have another story from that era about Sting, but I'll leave that for another programme and we'll just tantalise you with that one. So I went to Newcastle in, as I say, in the 70s and 1974, at least in part to get away from the troubles. This week I got news that an old pal of mine from Belfast from that era, Ray Creighton, had died. He lived back in County Kildare. And I last saw him in Ireland last year. So he'd moved south and he'd made his life there. But one of the songs we used to sing at the pub in Newcastle, County Down, you have to keep up here because there's more than one Newcastle involved, was this one. It was a song from Creedence Clearwater Revival called Bad Moon Rising. And if you listen to the words, they seem pretty apt about living in Belfast and the environs thereof in the mid-70s. So we'll have a listen to that and then we'll go on and talk about some other stuff. So Creedence Clearwater Revival, a very popular band in the 70s and late 60s, and Bad Moon Rising. And that was for my old pal Ray, who won't be able to hear it, but there you go. That was made me think of him anyway. So the other sort of music thing that's going on in the region, I suppose, is at Labour Weekend. There's the Folk Festival, Wellington Folk Festival, all out at Brookfield, which is the Scout Education Centre out behind Wainuiomata. And it's quite early this year, the way Labour Weekend works out, being the fourth Monday in October. And so it's the weekend of the 20th to the 23rd, which might mean, of course, it's still colder and stuff out there at nights. So it'll be interesting. So there's a mixture of concerts, dancing sessions, workshops, and people just hanging out and having a bit of a good time. Lots of people go for the whole weekend and camp in some shape or form, big tents, small tents, camper vans, cabins, and so on. And I suspect there's one or two people who stay more or less stay up all night and have sort of party. But it's not too wild, but it's usually quite good crack. So you can get a weekend ticket if you want to go out for the whole time, but you can also get a day ticket or an evening ticket. There's a ceilidh on Friday night. There's a bit of, another bit of a ceilidh on the Saturday night, and then there's a big concert on the Sunday evening. And there's a various mixture of things. So there's sort of going to be some people playing Irish music. There's people playing New Zealand stuff, Americana, some bluegrass. But one of the groups that's coming is there's a Danish band called Himmerland. And I probably would like to catch them and see how they go and so on. They seem to be sort of more on the jazzy side and so on. So there's a, I've got a bit of a track for them to for you to have a listen to. I quite like the sound of it, and it may be interesting to go get to. So I'd just like to thank our sponsors and Eilish for doing the recording. And we've got this track from called, and I'm going to have a go at it. I think it's called Steer, S-T-I-E-R. My Danish isn't up to much. I know about Lurpak butter, but not much else, you know. And this is a track called Steer from Himmerland.
It's been such a pleasure to play for you. Thank you very, very much to make us feel great up here. We'll finish off now and look forward to the rest of a fantastic festival. Thank you so much.
I'm behind you. You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.